Today's Amr for Chazara is Yivam Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Amr Abaye. So it says the Gemara, Amr Abaye, Mina Aminala de Kol Sfeikal or Bliyazar Ben Yaakov Kvadim Mishavile. How do I know that according to Bliyazar Ben Yaakov, if a Suffolk Mamzer is treated like a Vadai and allowed to marry a Mamzer? That's the Tana, like we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yezim ben Yaakov Aimer, Amri Shabal, Nashim Harbe, you have a man who is together with many women, Ve'inya Yidei Al Ezem and Ba, he lost count, and he might have children all over, he doesn't know who they are, Ve'in Hi Shaba Aleha, Nashim Harbe, Ve'inya Das, Me'ezem and Kibla, or a woman who is together with many men, and she got pregnant, she doesn't know who the father is, so Nimsa Av, Naisias Bita, Ve'ach, Naisias Achaisa, you could have a father who ends up marrying his daughter, and brother who ends up marrying his sister, Ve'nismali Kulalum Kula Mamzerin, the whole world will be filled with Mamzerin, Ve'zan Emer, Malahar Zima. Now, wait a second, it's not really Mamzerin, it's Suffolk Mamzerin. Says Abaye, you see that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov considers a Suffolk Mamzer like a Vade Mamzer. However, Rava Amar Lach, Rava will tell you back, that no Hachi Kamar, Zumahi, it's true, he calls him Mamzerin, but then he brings the Pasuk, Umal Ha'aret Zima, Zima stands for Zumahi, a Suffolk Mamzer. So really, he was just coming to say that the whole world will be filled with Suffolk Mamzerin. Now that we mentioned the member from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Gemara brings two more. Yes, okay, and I'm Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Yisa Adam Isha b'medina zuv, Yedach Yisa Isha b'medina acheres. A person shouldn't marry one woman in one country and then marry another woman in a different country. Shami is dav guzel azev, and imsa ach naisis achaisa. Maybe they'll end up marrying each other, and they'll be mamzerim. So therefore, a person shouldn't do such a thing. Now, Aini, is that true? Rav kiikla ladar deshir machers v'amr man havi liyayma. When Rav would go out of town, leave his wife behind, and so he would say he was scared for his yitzahara. So he would say, "Who wants to marry me for the time being?" Rav Nachman kiikla lishcha. Rav Nachman did the same thing. So says the Gemara, Shani Rabban and the Pakishamayu. They're famous, and therefore people aren't going to lose track. They'll remember who the father is. However, ask the Gemara a different question, a more technical question on Rav and Rav Nachman, and how were they allowed to do this? There's a parish of Dam Chimon, that when a lady agrees to get married, there's a chashash that maybe there's Dam, she has to wait seven clean days. So says the Gemara that Rabban and Shluchayu Havu Meshavjiyu Maidiluhu. That they did wait 7 days. They would send people ahead of them to find them a wife, and really, it was only after 7 days later, that's when they actually got married. At least 7 days later. They were never actually together with these women. They just were miyachid them for nisuin, and that was enough. You can't compare a person who has bread in his basket to a person who doesn't have bread in his basket. Meaning, once the opportunity and the potential is there, that would make it that they wouldn't have a yitzahara, so that would suffice for their purpose. Another member from Eliezer ben Yaakov, Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Aymer, La Yisa Adam Yishtoi Vidaitu Lagarsha. A person's not allowed to marry a woman when his das is not to stay together with her and only to divorce her later. Misham Shanem, Ral Techrash, Al Riacha Ra, don't plan evil about your friend, Vuyayishiv Levetach Itach, while they feel confident together with you. Now, this says the Gemara Vayter, that Safik V'yavim Shabayu Lachlik B'nichsnei Misna. You have this case where Reuven died, and Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam. Shimon only waited 2 months instead of the required 3 months. He was together with Mrs. Reuven. He was Miyabi Mrs. Reuven. And they have a child 7 months later. So it's a Safik. Is Shimon the father? Is Reuven the father? So let's say now you have this Safik child, and you also have Yavam. You have Shimon, who the Gemara calls the Yavam. Shabayu Lachlik B'nichsnei Misna. And they're coming to the split up now. Reuven's Yerusha. Reuven's property. So Safik Amara Naba. The suffix says, I'm the son of Reuven, so the whole property is mine. And the Shimon says to him, no, you're my son, and you don't get anything from my stuff. So the halacha is, being that the money is muta b'safik, so they divide it. Safik ubnei yavam shabayu lachlik b'nichsei misna. Let's say you have the Safik and the bnei yavam, Shimon's children, that they're now coming to divide Reuven's stuff. So Shimon, Reuven died, now Shimon's dead, and they're coming to divide up Reuven's estate. So Safik amar hu gavr bar misnahu. The Safik says about himself that I'm the bar misna, v'nichsei didihu, everything's mine. And the bnei yavam amri ad achinu ad, that no, you're our brother. Umnasa hu de islach mahadon, so you just get a chelik like all the other brothers. So Savra abanin kamed rab mishar shilam imar mes nisani. They thought to say that this is like the case of our Mishnah that we're going to have later on Kufa Mabez, that not who ainu yairish aisam, that when you have a Suffolk child and he has Vadai, and Reuven has a Suffolk child and Reuven also has Vadai children, so who ainu yairish aisam, so the Suffolk doesn't inherit together with the other brothers because he's only a Suffolk, but they'll inherit from him. So the same halacha could be applied to our case in the reverse, meaning like this. Hasam Amrilei, over there we say that the Safek cannot inherit together with the other brothers, because Amrilei, they could say to him, I see Raya Ushko, we're Vadei children of Reuven, you're only a Safek, so ain't Safek Maitzi B'dei Vadei, you have to bring a Raya, that you're a child, otherwise you can't take anything. So similarly, Hacha, over here by us as well, that Amar Luhu, the Safek could tell the B'nei Yavim, he could tell the B'nei Shimon, that I see Raya Ushkulu, I'm a Vadei Yairish, whether I'm a child of Reuven, or if I'm a child of Shimon, I'm a Vada Yairish. You're only Safik Yarshim, so bring a Raya, and until then, I get everything. However, Amar Lura Misharshin, Amidami, is it really similar? Hasim Enu Vada Viyuhu Safik, Hacha Viyidi Safik. That over there, there's one Vada and one clear Safik. The Bnei Ruvain are Vada Yarshim, and the Safik child is a Safik. But over here, everyone's a Safik. It's true, on 10%, on the Chalik of the brothers, so the Safik is a Vada. Whether he's a child of Ruvain or a child of Shimon, he's definitely some sort of Yairish, but he's not a Vada Yairish on the whole thing. He's only Yairish on the whole thing if he's a son of Reuven. So he's really also a Safek. Being that it's a Safek or it is a Safek, so the din is going to be Yach like you. If you want to say a case that would be similar to the Mishnah, Kafam Abiz, it would be the following case. When you have this case of the Safek and the Bnei Shimon, but that they're coming to divide Shimon's estate. The Hasam Amrilei. Then Taka, the Bnei Shimon, can tell the Safek, I see Raya Dachuna at Vishkal. You have to bring a Raya that you're a son of Shimon, and then you could take. But until then, we're Vada Yarshim, and you're only a Safik. That would be a case that would be similar to the Mishnah, but not the previous case.